Blog Talk Radio.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a treat for you. She is the queen of house music, R&B. Give it up for CeCe Peniston.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to If Factor Entertainment Radio.
Well, thank you. I love it. You know what's so funny about you calling it the It Factor? I did a vision board this year, and before I talked to you, I put the It Factor on my vision board. So I always do like to speak my greatness in the world. So look at that. You see, I love it. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yes. What's been up with you lately in the industry?
Oh, a lot of good things. I had recently done an Unsung on TV One. This year is the 25th year anniversary of Finally. So I want to do the video over. I just went in the studio and did Finally Over 25 years later in the studio. Also, so I can, you know, own the licensing too, finally, you know, artists, I don't know if they know that, but whoever doesn't know out there, you do your own song over, you own the licensing, 100% of the licensing, which is great. I also recently in 2014 did a fitness competition, and I'm going to do another one as soon as I get time to slow down and really train. I have a music, some nominations out there for a new video that I did, man, a whole lot of good stuff. Started the swimwear line, still traveling, performing, a whole lot of stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. What are your secrets? You're looking good for your age. I would say even 20 years old, the same how you looked 26 years ago.
Well, thank you. I have... One thing I did is I went to a naturopathic doctor, and, you know, she told me I had some food allergies, so that eliminated some inflammation in my body, and I had gotten more into bodybuilding and just eating differently. I like to cook, so, you know, I'll prep or have somebody prep food for me that's healthy. So, I mean, between all that and just feeling like, hey, life is good, try to keep your stress level low, hey, that's the secret, good skin care.
Awesome.
Thank you.
What age did you begin singing?
I began singing, I would say, around like 11. I was about 11 years old. In fact, I didn't even know I could sing. What's funny is I was playing the piano. And one of the teachers at the school was like, you should come out and try out for the school play. And that's when I actually found out that I could sing. And I've been singing ever since.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And what artists did you that influence you?
I would say definitely Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan. I love Aretha Franklin. I mean, but I had to say, like, Patti, like, I would say if I had to pick somebody, I'm more like her. Probably anybody, because she just has this energy. She just kind of goes with the flow. Whatever happens in her world, she just kind of like, hey, I'm going to roll with it. So I always said if I got in the business, I'd like to be like her. And, you know, so far, so good. So far, so good as far as being able to stay in the industry and still be able to do what I love to do after 25 years. So no complaints here.
What was that reaction when you first heard Finally on the radio?
Oh, I was so excited. It was kind of like, you remember the scene of the Five Heartbeats movie? When they got out the bed,
yeah.
And they were like, you know, just like, oh, man, the song is on the radio. They were like, no, wait a minute. And so it was that kind of excitement, because it was like, you know, as a child, it's like, that's all I wanted to do. So to hear a song come on the radio that was initially a poem, and then it became a song, and it became a worldwide song. I mean, there was nothing but excitement in my voice, and just, you know, that was that one moment you just like, hey, I made it. I did my, you know, started my dream. Hello?
Yeah, that's
hello?
Awesome. Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Cece?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Can you hear me now? Hello, Cece? Hello? We had had technical difficulties. Let's try her again. Yeah, technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
Seems got disconnected.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez again.
Oh, I know. I know your voice. We got disconnected. I was like, hello? Hello? So I don't know what happened.
Technical difficulties.
Oh, that's okay. Did you get what you needed? You wanted to go back on, or?
Yeah, you go back on. Yeah, we on now.
Okay. Oh, hello. Hey, y'all. Right.
What you think of social media? Can it make you or break you in this world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I feel like, you know, you can't believe what everybody else says. You know, I try not to get involved in, you know, those kind of things, like just reading what everybody thinks about you and all that. Every once in a while I'll see stuff, but I really just try to just post and go. Because you just have to stay in your own creative space and do what you have to do. But I feel like if people really want to do something, they can. But, you know, I don't speak those kind of things. I really like to speak my greatness in the world, to be honest with you. So for me, I don't like, you know, Yeah, but they can do what they want to do if they want to. You get it. I'm sure you understand.
And we have one fan on here was saying that she loves you so much and she loves your music.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate
OMG.
That. Delora said, thanks, sweetie.
Okay. Also, what was it like to be on ABC Wipe Swap?
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. It's like I got a chance to learn about Kelly's life. She got a chance to learn about my life. I absolutely adore the kids, but I think you could tell that looking at the whole show, they were some of the cutest kids I've ever seen in my life, and really smart. She did a really good job with them. It's always fun to switch lives, you know, and see how somebody else lives from day to day. You know, it's always refreshing. It's always eye opening, like so many things all at one time.
Right.
So. Yep.
Yeah, I know it was tough to be with Hannibal in the household.
He loosened up some, especially after we did karaoke. Then he was like, okay. I was like, come on, Hannibal. Come on, let's get this karaoke real quick. And he was like, okay. And then he finally was like, cool with it. So after that, you know, we talked. He's a good guy. He just is very, he's headstrong about what he wants to do, but he's a good man, though. But definitely a lot of fun with the food and all that stuff. I know people were laughing at the little portions I had. They're like, how are you going to give the baby a big old portion? You have that little stuff. I said, shoot, my trainer was about to get me. So they were laughing about that. People were like, no, you didn't. And then me and the kids made his lunch so quick. He was like, what did y'all make? So it was cool.
Right. And I really did also had a kick out of Kelly Williams getting frustrated while she was training with your husband.
With Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus, yeah, that was a lot of fun. He was enjoying that. He was like, uh-huh. Seeing them two go back and forth, he was like, if you would shut up, he said, you'd be done by now. And they was going back and forth. She was like, you know what? I'm not messing with you today. Trust me. He gets on me, so you know how it goes.
Right.
Ain't nothing that I ain't getting over here, so.
Right. Can you tell me about your new music video, Piece of That?
Yeah, we actually shot that out in Vegas, and we wanted to, you know, just have a nice little visual so people could see who Dion is and then who, you know, what I'm currently looking like, and wanted to give a visual for the song because, you know, right now a lot of people aren't doing videos still, so we wanted to make sure that we did a video, put it out there so people could catch a visual. It always makes it nice when you have something you can attach on to, you know?
Right.
It was only like a one-day shoot. We did a one-day shoot, and that was it.
Right. And I've seen samples of it. You look great in it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was in there cutting carbs. I was like, okay, I got video time. I said, let me cut some carbs out of here. Because you know how the camera is. So, you know, you start to learn what works for you, what doesn't work for you, you know, after doing it for so long. So.
Right. What was it like performing in Africa, becoming the first officer to perform in Africa?
Oh, that was such a blessing. Like, I was like thinking to myself, you know, damn, I'm in the motherland. It's a beautiful place, the beginning of everything. And to be the first, you know, black woman after apartheid to be able to come over to perform, it was definitely a blessing and a beautiful thing. And it's funny that you asked about South Africa, because actually I'm supposed to be going back over there with me, Robin S., Crystal Waters, I don't know if Ultra Nate is on that bill as well, Sybil. We're all supposed to be doing shows out there in Johannesburg and Cape Town coming up at the end of September, actually. So I get to go back again. So I'm looking forward to it again. Because they love dance house music out there, like even 90s music. Kind of like how Japan is. Japan loves 90s music and stuff too, so.
Right.
Old school music. Mm-hmm.
And so many artists have so much success over there, like Lionel Richie and others.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny that people don't really know how much, like, Europe and Japan and, you know, the Middle East, South Africa, all those places, you know, they love, you know, dance, R&B, EDM music, or even just like I told you, old school. And I just got back from actually doing a show in Margate in London, and that went really well. I was there for a couple of days, and it was a festival with me, Soul to Soul, and Kathy Sledge, actually. So, I mean, that was cool. I was like, you know, them little nooks and crannies and cities that, you know, you normally wouldn't go into and you're out there doing shows. So a lot of that is on my Instagram, too, by the way. If people want to look up what I'm doing right now on my Instagram, they can look at that and see everything I've been up to. In fact, I just got back from doing a show with Climax and The Emotions in Detroit. And then I also had an event for Chris Handel's Franklin this weekend. Big charity event for kids. He's like a real advocate of helping children, and he was there doing an event, and I was a part of that with Shy, and they sound so good. Shy and who else was there? I'm sorry, I was getting a call. It was me, Shy, and Surface. So that was a good show too.
Awesome. And there was rumors in the past about you and Monica. Monica saying that you wasn't that pleasant, but it wasn't true. But it actually, y'all actually close friends to this day.
Well, actually, you know what happened is I wouldn't say we're close friends, but I know and I love and respect Monica as an artist and person. Her body of work is, you know, I love it. And what happened was when she was younger, I was at an event and I was rushing around. And I think that just the way that things came off, she thought I was being rude or didn't want to listen to her. And it wasn't that. It was I was rushed out of the building and maybe I didn't say how I should have said or listened how I should have listened because of that kind of, you know, when you're going from one event to the next. And it, you know, I found out that bothered her. And so I wrote a letter and told her, hey, that wasn't my intention. And me being another sister in the business, you know, I just wanted to acknowledge that I saw that, you know, affected you. And, you know, I apologize, you know, for, you know, that upset you or whatever. It wasn't my intention. And she was like, it's cool. And she hit me back and we hashed it out and it was good.
Right. Also, what was it like performing movie plays?
How was it doing plays? I don't like
yes.
I don't like doing plays as much.
Plays.
I'm gonna be honest with
right.
you. Because I think I'm you know you. I think it's the ones that I did. I mean, it was cool. I enjoyed doing The Wiz. Now, let me take that back. That was fun. I had a lot of fun. It was me and Kamiko Hebron, Tony Terry, Tasha Scott. It was that. Now, that was fun. Grace Jones, Peebo Bryson, Howard Hewitt. So that was, we traveled the world with that. Yep, it was definitely. And everybody was playing practical jokes on stage and, you know, trying to get people to laugh and break character and stuff. So it was cool.
Right. And what advice would you give to young, aspiring artists that's trying to get into the music industry?
I would definitely tell them to follow their dreams. Don't let anybody take you off your focus. You know, always have your backup plan. I went and got my education before, you know, I started the music business because I was like, you know, just in case I always have, you know, that piece of paper. That my that knowledge is something that no one can take away from you. So I was definitely on that. And, you know, if you want something, go after it and be intentional with it. Follow your dreams. You don't want to look back and say, what if? And sometimes, you know, I've often gotten in trouble because I'm a dreamer. And sometimes people are like, yeah, right, so-and-so. I'm like, I'm telling y'all this is what I'm going to do. And then I end up doing it. They're like, you were not playing. Huh? I'm like, I really wasn't. I told you I was going to do it because I'm very headstrong. But I want to do something, I'm going to do it. That's it. So keep, you know, do what you love to do.
That's true. Knowledge is power.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show today. And, you know, I appreciate the love. Like I said, you know, being, you know, doing an advocate, like every year I do vision board. So I put it on my vision board. I put that on my vision board. So it's definitely a beautiful thing. Must mean something, right?
Right, true. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You have anything upcoming shows to plug also?
I'll be doing Baltimore, a jazz festival in Baltimore, this next weekend. I'm hosting. It's called Wine and Jazz. It's in Prince Frederick. So I'll be doing that. And then after I do that, then I'll be going to Orlando. I have a show there, like Big Tom Joyner Festival that they're doing. So I'll be doing that. Dayan will be with me doing the show. And then South Africa after that. And then I have a small break, which I'll go ahead. I will take it, too. I will take it. So that's all the things I have. People can keep up with me on my IG. My Instagram is CC Peniston. They can also keep up with me on Twitter at CC_Peniston. I have the official Facebook fan page. Every once in a while, I'll hop on Facebook Live or Periscope. So if anybody's looking to keep contact with me or see what I'm doing now, you can catch up with me there.
Yes, and I'll co-host want to ask you something, Romeo.
Hey,
sure.
I'm going.
Hey, Romeo, how you doing?
How you doing? I want to say...
Yeah, you won't be in the background all this time, Romeo. You're going to get jacked up, see?
I just got on break. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good, sweetie.
It was awesome seeing you perform at Pride this year.
Thank you.
Because it was an experience that, you know, it was awesome to see. You got the crowd going. It was entertaining. You know, and it wasn't a dull moment. So on behalf of the LGBT community, I really want to thank you for that.
Man, I want to thank the LGBT community because since I came out with Finally in 1991, it's been nothing but love and support, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm always happy to come out and hear, like, the different stories that people tell me. They're like, man, this happened on Finally or that happened on Finally. It just makes me smile every time, so. You know, kudos and love to my LGBT community as well.
Yeah, and one thing that I appreciated, honestly, was that you opened up with Finally, but the songs you went into, mm-hmm. the people still knew like that, and it was more of the young generation, you know, that was following along. And
yeah.
That was super,
mm-hmm.
I think that was awesome.
Well, thank you. You know what? One thing I am is like I'm also remember I'm one of the people that although I'm an artist. I'm still a consumer as well. So if I go to a concert and I know 10 songs from this person and they do 7 new ones, I'm going to be mad. Be like, how you going to come out to the concert and do 7 new songs? And if you're doing 7 new songs, I don't know. Well, that's cool. Do 1 or 2, which is fine. But do all the hits that we know, all the little things that we like to sing to. You know, that's like SWV coming out and not doing Week. You would be so mad. You'd be like, what? What happened?
I think I'm going to ask for a refund at that point.
Yes, you would be mad. So that's why I try to be intentional with that because if I'm going to a concert, I want to hear the stuff that people know and love. And so I try to do that with people as well. Even if I have to do a medley, they're like, you only have 15 minutes. I'd be like, okay, well, let me do a quick medley, do a couple of different things. So.
Yeah, it was just awesome to see you.
Well, thank you. That makes me smile. I love, because I love to do what I do. And it's funny, when I start seeing them getting hyped up, I'll be like, ooh, what can I do next? I said, they like this part. I'm like, let me do this, you know, because it's like I get creative too. When the crowd starts moving and doing stuff, it makes me that way. So,
yeah,
and
you played to the crowd, and it was awesome. Like, it was definitely an experience. It was well worth seeing.
Well, thank you. And it's funny, you were at the one, the Baltimore's. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, the one that just.
Yes, in Baltimore. Yeah, and it was so hot. People don't even understand. When I kind of moved back to the back, I was trying to catch my damn breath. So I was like, oh, let me go back. I can't breathe.
I'm bolding out there.
So, huh?
We had to, like, the stage that was down from y'all, we had to vogue on that stage.
Okay, see. Yeah, see, that makes a really big difference. Yes, it was so hot there. In fact, I started off, my guy, Cora, who's with me, she did my hair and makeup, right? So he did my hair. I was like, my hair was straight at 4 o'clock and curly at 4:30. I was like, y'all better get a picture now because it's starting to look that in-between look. I couldn't even keep it straight because it was so hot out there. Even the balloon was like, it's hot.
You
said what now?
It was crazy, but seeing you was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Like, every moment was worth it.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Now, I'm sure I'll be back soon or in a city near you. Maybe I'll be up there towards New York next time. I haven't done the Pride up there in a minute, so I think it's about time for me to make an appearance up there. So, you know, it's definitely definitely a pleasure talking to you guys today, and thanks for having me on your show. And we'll have to do an updated version, you know, soon when I got some more things going on. I have to let you guys know so we could do another interview.
Definitely. We down.
Okay, beautiful. Well, you guys have a beautiful day, and thank you so much, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You too. Stay blessed.
You too.
All right. You too, love. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right.
Call my line, Wayne.
Yeah.
So what's been up?
Nothing, man. We killed it out the park right there for all the listeners for It Factor Entertainment Radio. We killed it.
We thank y'all for joining. Sorry again for being late, but we hope to hear from y'all soon.
Yes, you can send our feedback right on Twitter and Facebook at WrestlingItFactorRadio.com, It Factor Entertainment Radio, or our Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show / It Factor Entertainment Radio. For Wayne Benitez and Romeo.
Romeo Benitez. We
yes,
out.
We out. Later.
All right.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school
shopping. You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be voted best dressed before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yes. Right now, kids' clothes are up to 60%
off. 60% off?
Yeah. The hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 7/28 to 9/2. Select styles only.